The essay I'd like to share with you today was submitted to the AskNOAA.org website by Noah Hyde, who wishes to share his insights. After much searching, I was drawn to Torah because it is obviously God's truth. From this perspective, I would like to address a question that many people have. It is commonly thought that there is a tension between God's mercy and His justice, but each is really an eternal truth. Likewise, each individual has a good and an evil inclination, and a heavenly ledger of good deeds and sins. In Noahism, like Judaism, instead of one sin canceling all of one's good deeds, each is taken into account. Yes, each sin must be repented and atoned for. But God takes into account all of a person's good and bad deeds, all the motives and circumstances. All the good deeds and the prayers for forgiveness also count. Some people coming from other faiths may incorrectly assume that Noahism, as part of Torah, demands perfection, and that if a Noahide sins, he might as well give up. That is not the case. The goal is not that one must be perfect, but to acknowledge that Torah Noahism is God's true covenant of kingship over the Gentiles. One should strive to do the best one can, to follow the seven commandments, and repent if one fails, all the while praying to God for help and mercy. Our human weakness does not authorize us to subtract from or change God's laws to make them easier, since our Creator knew our weaknesses when He commanded those laws. Our weak natures do not excuse our sins, but neither do they absolve us of the responsibility to accept and try to live by the seven commandments which constitute the true God-given path for all Gentiles. God gave the Noahide laws so we Gentiles would create societies that are civilized by His standard. Who are we then to decide for ourselves that aborting a baby or having relations with someone of the same sex is now to be considered as civilized behavior? Then there are those who try to explain evil by a war between a good God and an evil God, who they call the devil. Since they assume that the good God can only create what they understand as good, they say that by eating the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve contracted and passed on an evil disease whose symptom is sin. In truth, sin is not inherited, but each individual is responsible for his own sin. Torah Noahism offers to every Gentile the truth that he should do good and observe the seven commandments, and that God judges all his thoughts, words, and deeds until the day he dies. The Noahide acknowledges God as the only God and strives to fulfill his place in God's Torah. The seven Noahide laws are the true and objectively moral duty assigned to all mankind by God. The way to appeal to more people is to stress the factual nature of the Torah. Noahism upholds the people and events of the Hebrew Bible as true, and it provides the Gentile with a place that is his to turn to, while at the same time staying within the teachings of the Torah, which is universally acknowledged by believers in the God of Moses to have come from God. Beyond this, one only needs to understand that it is an eternal covenant for all mankind.